Welcome to SportsMed Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had three posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we introduced a study where the authors found that exercise therapy was superior to platelet-rich plasma injections for reducing pain and improving shoulder range of motion and function among adults with subacromial impingement syndrome. In the second post, we described the study where the authors reported that rehabilitation with manual therapy are effective at managing patellofemoral pain syndrome. The benefits are further augmented when the hip is targeted in rehabilitation. Finally, in the third post, we summarized the study where the authors found that while transcranial direct current stimulation and peripheral electrical stimulation alone may not provide extended pain relief, combining the two treatments provided immediate and short-term pain relief for people with chronic low back pain. If we take a closer look at that second post, we find that the authors conducted a systematic review of randomized controlled clinical trials to determine if manual therapy with other rehabilitation components, such as therapeutic exercises, taping, modalities, was effective at managing patellofemoral pain syndrome. The authors included high-quality trials conducted within the last 10 years on adults with patellofemoral pain. The five included studies investigated a variety of manual therapy techniques, including mobilizations, stretching, and proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation stretching. Overall, the authors reported that rehabilitation components combined with manual therapy is effective at reducing pain with patellofemoral pain syndrome. The pain relief was further aided when the treatment targeted other joints in the closed kinetic chain, such as hip strengthening. Clinically, the findings of this review confirm that a multimodal and multi-joint approach are beneficial when dealing with patellofemoral pain syndrome. The trials explored a variety of manual therapy techniques, which prevented the authors from doing a meta-analysis to determine which technique was most effective. There's a need to investigate certain approaches rather than an all-encompassing manual therapy group. Stretching was deemed a manual therapy, however, it's much different than mobilizations. It would be interesting to see whether self-stretching versus clinician-guided stretching were drastically different. The authors of this study echoed previous findings that an approach that includes the entire lower extremity kinetic chain is important in managing patellofemoral pain syndrome. However, there is still more comparison needed to whether the addition of manual therapy is better than just doing rehabilitation alone. It would be interesting to see if joint mobilizations or other manual therapy techniques applied to the hip or ankle joints would have a positive effect on pain associated with patellofemoral pain syndrome. Ultimately, this systematic review confirmed that our patients with patellofemoral pain syndrome can benefit from a rehabilitation program for the entire kinetic chain that includes manual therapy techniques. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was an interview with Dr. Lindsay DiStefano about preventing ACL injuries in young athletes. And if you're an athlete trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our six online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the posts, and the interview I mentioned earlier on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.